What I want to start with is just take us through the whole life cycle, exploration to appraisal to development production, and then at the end, decommissioning. And it's going to be a high level. We're going to walk through it. You'll hear some terms. I've got some pictures in here just to kind of give you an idea, onshore, offshore, what some of this looks like. Again, seismic is a key tool that we use. Eric explained that pretty well, so I won't go into it anymore. But, you know, that helps us identify prospects, where they are. And the main thing that I like and I keep reiterating to all my teams are, you know, how does this tie back to economics? The key thing is tying back to how can we make this into something that we can make money out of. And again, knowing where to drill is very important. And so we could go out and drill. We can draw our maps, use data from wells around there. Maybe it's sparse data you have from the different wells. We can make general maps and go drill wells and find out real quick, is there something there or not? But there's a cost to that, and that's what we want to look at. So, here's a picture of these seismic trucks out in the desert. This is in North Africa, out in the middle of the desert, shooting seismic. But again, seismic is a key thing, but there's a cost to it, and that's what we want to do. We want to reduce the uncertainty, though, before we drill. Again, there are very few wells drilled without 2D seismic first, and then 3D seismic gets you in a pinpointed area, gives you a much higher definition of what that reservoir looks like before you drill it.